Item 12, this is the 2019 Supplemental Capital Budget Request Briefing and Possible Decision. I can see it, okay, is everybody okay? Welcome, Tim, thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and Commissioners. For the record, I'm Tim Burns, the Assistant Director for the Capital and Asset Management Program. This afternoon's briefing is to introduce the proposed fiscal year 2018 Supplemental Capital Budget and answer any questions on the proposal. After today's presentation, I will be seeking the Commission's approval of the Department's Supplemental Capital Budget Request. Since the legislature did not adopt a new capital budget for this biennium, OFM has asked agencies to submit a supplemental capital budget request for those projects that are of the highest priority and any new projects that address emergent needs. Our supplemental capital budget includes those projects identified in Senate Bill 5981, and we believe this is the proposed budget negotiated by the House and the Senate, however, it was not adopted by the legislature. In addition, we have two projects meeting OFM's criteria for emergency needs, and we're proposing submit those as well. The first project is relocating facilities out of the floodplain at Herd Creek Hatchery in Squim. Total project budget is estimated to be almost $6.7 million, and this project is currently in our 10-year plan, but for fiscal year 19 through 21, and we're requesting to move this up to fiscal year 2018 to start the pre-design and design and permitting phase at a cost of about $2 million. Our second emergent need is a recent project we just added a few days ago, and that is to replace facilities and infrastructure destroyed by the recent wildfire at our Scatter Creek unit in Rochester. We are still assessing all the damages, and our initial estimate is approximately $1 million to clean up the site, replace fencing, construct a storage shed and an office that were both destroyed by the fire, as well as regrading interior roads damaged by emergency response vehicles. This spreadsheet provides a summary of the projects contained in Senate Bill 5981. All of these projects were included in our 10-year plan, approved by the Commission, and submitted to the OFM last year. We are requesting $11.5 million for identified minor works projects, and these are those projects estimated to be less than $1 million, and we currently have 32 sub-projects within the minor works category. The remaining projects are considered major works, and they are projects that cost over $1 million in total budget. As noted in the brackets on each of the titles, I wasn't going to go through each project. They're pretty self-explanatory by the title. But noted in the brackets, we identify what we're going to do in this next phase, either design and permitting or design, permitting, and construction. And for those projects that we are going to do design and permitting in this next biennium, we will ask for construction dollars in the following biennium. And you'll see that probably about a year from now when we submit our next capital budget request. Our budget request also includes funding for projects considered to be grants. The first one is Lake Rufus Woods, and this is a pass-through grant to the Colville Tribe to build a public access fishing area on Lake Rufus Woods, and this is the third payment of three. The Pisner Project, which is the Puget Sound Nearshore Ecosystem Restoration Project, includes a state capital budget request and also a request for authority to use federal funds. In addition, we have a Wooten Wildlife Project and in the grant, and that again is to request permission for authority to spend up to $500,000 in federal funds. And then last two items are for authority to use $600,000 for migratory waterfall account and $13.5 million for federal and local contracting authority.
Can I just Lake Rufus Woods fishing access, is that on Colville land or?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we provided this last biennium, we received $2 million as a pass-through and they're working right now on the design and construction of two access areas, and this would be their third.
Thank you.
This slide provides a summary of our proposed supplemental capital budget, and it includes an already enacted $83 million for reappropriated funding from last biennium, and a total of over $166 million. This concludes my presentation on the topic, and again, we are requesting approval of the proposed 2018 supplemental capital budget, allowing for minor adjustments to project scope and budget. And I'd be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Commissioners?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
I lost track during the end of the legislature at what happened to the forest health money. And I would notice, my real question is, nothing on here has anything to do with fire. And yet it seems to some of us, perhaps wrongly, that this is an inordinately heavy fire year. So I guess my first question is, this is the fire funding and the timber health money capital or operating? And do you have any idea where that ended, or does anybody have any idea?
Well, it's a combination of both. Most of the firefighting expenses are covered under an operating budget, but this does include forest health, hazard fuel. It's about two-thirds of the way down for $5 million. Our initial request was for $10 million, and the proposal right now is at $5 million. This will fund one firefighting team to do prescribed burning and then allow us to do forest thinning for probably about 5,000 to 6,000 acres.
Thank you. I just missed that.
Okay.
Any other questions? Commissioner Isaac?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The reappropriated capital funds from the previous biennium enacted, I'm not sure I understand what that means. Could you explain that a little bit more?
So when in fiscal year 15-17, we received a significant amount of money to do capital projects, and much of them take much longer than 2 years, so we just haven't finished the work. And as an example, Sioux Creek Hatchery, we just awarded in the spring of a $22 million project to renovate that, and it's going to take about 2 years. So they reappropriate the money and just give us permission to move it forward to the next biennium. So we've had a number of projects that fell into that category.
Any other questions?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. On slide three, I know you mentioned the reason for the red highlight there, and I think I didn't quite follow that. So could you repeat
the
significance of that?
Okay. All the projects that are in black text are projects that were already in our 10-year program for 17-19, and these are the two emergency projects.
Okay. So, excuse me, in a normal, I don't know what the new normal, maybe that's what we're in, but in a normal kind of budget cycle, the things in black would have been approved by the legislature and signed by the governor. But so this year, then, the two items in red would be your kind of your supplemental budget request.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Last month, I was prepared to give you the supplemental briefing, and it was going to have one project on it.
Okay.
The Hard Creek project, but they changed the rules at the 11th hour.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, commissioners? Then can we have a motion, please?
Yes. excuse me. Move to approve the proposed fiscal year 2018 supplemental capital budget request as presented, allowing for minor adjustments to project scope and budget.
Okay, awake, commissioners. I need a second. Thank you.
Barbara?
A second, Dave.
Okay.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.